from coast to coast and around the world. You are now walking with Spirit. Hello, everybody. I'm Monique Chapman, your host, and thank you for joining us for an hour of personal and metaphysical growth. Each week, Walking with Spirit explores different topics from the mundane to the mystical with stimulating guests from all over the world who share their knowledge to uplift consciousness. Tonight, we have Melissa Zolo with us, and she's an expert on personal and professional growth, and she's going to show us how to get from where we're at to where we want to be and be happy during the entire process. If you'd like to speak with us and ask a question about how to create the life you want or ask a psychic question, give us a call. The phone lines are open. Now, we have a new toll-free number, and it's worldwide, so anybody can call no matter where you're at. That number, 877-876-5227. Again, that number, 877-876-5227. We also encourage you to email your questions to spiritanswers@walkingwithspirit.net, and your questions will be answered in real time on the air. Now, a bit about me for our new listeners. I'm an intuitive consultant with 25 years' experience. I've helped thousands of people from stay-at-home parents to corporate executives make their invisible dreams visible. Using my gifts, I work with the energies of the past, present, and future to eliminate the fog and pave the way for clarity. I work with Eastern, Western, African, and Caribbean methodologies, in addition to being a board-certified hypnotherapist, Reiki master teacher, and ordained minister. Now, my guest tonight, Melissa Zolo, is an imagist, a consultant, and a speaker focused on the power of imagination, mental imagery, and the realization of dreams. After a serious and debilitating accident in 1992, she survived and rebuilt her life by revising her health blueprints. Melissa introduces you to your most precious resource and powerful tool, your imagination. She teaches you the universal laws of success, solution-based thinking, how to develop a master wealth and success blueprint, how negative blueprints limit your productivities, how to build confidence, conviction, and belief, and a wealth of consciousness. Welcome to Walking with Spirit, Melissa.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
Oh, it's great, and thank you so much for the lateness of the hour where you are. Really appreciate you coming on so late.
Oh, that's okay. I'm up.
Okay, we're ready. Okay, well, let's start off. You said in the bio that you sent me that you're an imagist. What is that?
Well, an imagist is a designer of ideas and success blueprints. What I actually do is I attempt to understand another person's dream, desire, or expectation, and then after I listen to it, I help them design an image that is really correct for their need. You know, it's just like a home decorator would help you grow accustomed to good designs in interior or exterior lighting. Well, an imagist helps you to reset your inner blueprints, your inner thermostat, your images for success, happiness, and well-being.
Okay, so what's the blueprint then? Is that our soul or our destiny?
No,
or?
A blueprint is almost like an architect's design. It's an image. It's a detailed picture or vision of something that the person is obviously at that moment not living from. So images are the foundation for the realization of your goal, and that is really what a blueprint is. Your state of awareness, your blueprint, determines the money, the person, the conditions, and the circumstances of your life.
Huh.
So a blueprint is really important because if someone is manifesting, or as I like to say, if someone has a current crop of failure problems or poverty problems or relationship problems, I instantly can tell that their blueprint is most likely hooked from their past memory and they're not living from the present memory, because if you can look at your current results, immediately you'll know the belief or the blueprint that a person is currently identified with.
Uh-huh.
So if someone doesn't like what they're growing or reaping or attracting, the first step towards change is to revise or reset or redesign the mental blueprint, the relationship blueprint, the success blueprint, whatever it is.
Okay, well, let's take, for an example, say a money blueprint, because right now, with, you know, here in California where I live, I just passed the gas station a couple hours ago, and it was $3.36 for regular unleaded, okay? So a lot of people have gone into the fear mode around gas and not having enough money. So how can we become aware of our money blueprint? How do we tap into what that is?
Well, you just said the key word. You know, they're looking, first of all, outside themselves. They got a stimulus, okay? The stimulus mm-hmm. came in, rising prices, and you said the first thing that they did was go down in vibration. They went into a low-frequency energy field of fear, which is based on lack. So now if you have one person, 10 people, 100, 1,000, 10,000 people vibrating there, you are in the problem. And the thinking that creates the problem will never be the thinking that solves the problem. So the first thing you've told me about that person is that A, they don't have a strong wealth blueprint. B, they're identified with mass mind or poverty images. And C, they're vibrating from a low frequency field.
Uh-huh.
They're not in the energy of solution. And therefore, if money was, let's say, trying to get to them, they would be repelling it just because of where they're focused from.
Okay.
And that's a major key.
Okay, and I'm talking like mass population in general. I remember, I think it was maybe about a week ago now, I really watched the news while I was watching clips of it with my kid, and they made an announcement. Gas will be $4 a gallon in 2 weeks. And the very next day, gas, like, jumped 30 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, and I told my son, I said, it's just amazing how mass consciousness has forced the gas prices to a degree.
Yes. You know, I did a seminar a week ago in Massachusetts, and I was talking about this, and someone came in and said, you know, I just heard something on the news. I'll bet you, according to now, using spiritual principles, this will go up. Because fear, you know, I know someone from UBS, and he said, fear and greed, they are very strong currents in people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an energy, and my goal is to help people understand that if you would go to the opposite polarity, it is your confidence and your inner conviction in your inner blueprint or your imaginal act that has the power to turn your world around and set these universal laws of success into motion in a proactive way.
Okay, well, Melissa, that sounds all well and good. You know, I'm on board with you because this is the same thing that I teach. However, what do you say to the person that's out there listening right now who's making minimum wage, has a couple of kids, single parent, whether it's mom or dad, prices are going up all around. How can they think their way into something better?
Well, the first thing is to understand that memory built your world. You are what you think and you feel you are. So if your pattern of thinking is a negative one, the first key to change is to break free from that inner soundtrack or that habit. You follow? Because everybody's
mm-hmm.
always looking for something physical to do. But that's like, you know, if we put shaving cream on a mirror and I said, shave your beard, you can try to fix the effect all you want. If you don't correct the cause, how can you get a different result? And so,
you can't.
You can't. And so no matter if someone is, you know, down and out or, you know, really challenged or making millions, the key will always be your mental blueprint determines the behavior and the results you attract in your life. So if that person who is challenged could really grab on and identify with this statement, the answer, the solution they seek is actually in the explanation I'm giving you. Because once you understand the power to attract money, wealth, and riches is within you,
mm-hmm.
it's within you, but it starts with your blueprint, your belief system, and your feeling. And you can create a change here and now because your blueprint sets the boundary for what you can and will never accept, what you can accept and what you can't accept. They actually, your mental blueprints control what we do in all facets of our life.
Uh-huh.
So the person who learns how to image first in that moment, that's the key. That's the great secret.
Okay, why don't you walk us through the imaging thing around the money scenario?
Well, let me say that my audio program, Discover the Power of Imagination, has the entire, you know, layout of everything I'm speaking about.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the first key that, you know, what I always say to someone is this: would you build a house without a blueprint? Well, why would you build your life or your financial life without a blueprint?
Well, I think that most people build it without the blueprint because we've been so conditioned to not have one. I mean, you know, you think back, you know, I'm in my 50s, and when you think back to, you know, different eras, okay, it was all about external happiness, finding everything external, nothing about internally. And here all of a sudden, we're realizing that we have to go within, that
yes,
all the answers are within, but we don't know how to get there.
Okay, well, again, let's then start very simply with, you know, what's money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, money is an idea or energy that's become visible. Everything is energy, so
right,
money is an idea that's basically become visible. It's energy brought to the point of visibility. Physically, it's just paper with ink on it. But you see, the earning of money or the attracting of money has everything to do with consciousness. And that's a major thing, because the starting point of wealth or success or anything always starts with a person's consciousness, what they're aware of. So the single most important step is to what? You know, is the decision to change something within us. Okay, so we know that, all right?
Do you think the most important step is the decision to change or the decision to become aware?
Well, awareness creates reality.
Okay.
See, if I am aware of lack, if I am that middle-class person, which, you know, I am, okay, but if I am aware of lack, if I am aware that I'm bordering on poverty, to me, that's the issue right there, because wealth is a state of awareness. Poverty is a state of awareness.
Uh-huh.
You follow?
Yep.
And hooked into that awareness is a belief. So in order to wipe out that mental slum in that person's mind, we have to get them to understand that they have a belief in poverty. They have a belief in lack that they are physically experiencing. You follow? And so the first key is to realize that it is their own focus on what they lack. It is the focus on the prices going up that triggers the reaction of fear that actually perpetuates the poverty problem or the lack problem. You understand? So wealth begins as a pattern of thoughts, and it has to be fueled or fertilized by our feelings. So, in other words, what we're trying to do is actually move someone up in awareness and get them to feel something else at the exact moment that their current appearances, their current crops are saying, oh boy, I have a problem. But this work is based on the inner you. So the inner you is limitless. It lives in the eternal now. In the present moment, the power to create or change anything is always in the present moment. So the first key is to get that person to shift their awareness away from poverty,
uh-huh,
towards success. And that is challenging when you have a problem. But you know what? We project our mental attitude upon others. And that's a really important thing. We are our beliefs expressing themselves. So in order to really understand, you follow, how do I attract money? Well, the first thing is I always say to people, listen, learn three little laws. One is belief is the law of life. You are expressing your beliefs. All we can do is express, and we express our beliefs. Two, learn the law of identical harvest. If you plant corn, you don't get tomatoes. You follow?
Yeah.
So there's something you're planting and you're fertilizing and you're reaping. It's just not what you want to plant, fertilize, and reap.
Well, you know, it's interesting you use the word fertilizer, because once you plant the idea or your thought, you have to nourish it in some way.
Yes.
And the way to, in my opinion anyway, to fertilize it, if you will, is the positive thoughts. Well, keeping a conscious awareness of where your thoughts are going.
Yes, and also my third tip would be to learn the law of vibration, because the essence of all things is vibration, motion, change. Our thoughts, feelings, and actions have their own particular rate of vibration, and this is a major key. Going back to that one example of the person focusing on prices going up, your thoughts, feelings, and actions create a certain rate of vibration that sets up a resonance with whoever and whatever possesses an identical frequency. In other words, your thoughts and feelings are connecting you to the results that you are attracting.
Uh-huh.
So you create the core vibration of your being. You can change the core vibration of your being, and you can, once you can correct your thinking, you can change the effect. I mean, that's a phenomenal, phenomenal idea. Correct the thinking if you want to change the cause, the effect. Correct the thinking, because like attracts like. I mean, I like to keep things very simple. If you plant corn, you don't get tomatoes. If you know how to create a wealth blueprint and start planting a systematic, repetitious diet of wealthy ideas, and you start fertilizing them, and you get to the point where you can accept them, that's where you'll start to believe, and once you believe, you'll start to receive, you'll start to attract.
Okay. Well, we're speaking with Melissa Solo. You can call in and talk to us. The phone lines are open. The number 877-876-5227, and that is toll-free. Again, 877-876-5227. Now, Melissa has some products out on the market that are very beneficial. Melissa, why don't you share with us what you have available to help affect this change that you're telling everyone about?
Well, I have a wonderful audio program called Discover the Power of Imagination and the Art of Intentional Creation, and it really is wonderful in that it's the tool to help a person design a new mental blueprint. It shows you how to consciously attract the fulfillment of your dreams, but it teaches you to balance your subconscious energy. Uh-huh. And the reason I say that is that your subconscious is the seat of all habit. First, we make our habits, and then our habits make us. Uh-huh. So if you learn how to change what you are depositing into your subconscious mind, you will really understand that you are in charge of changing your results forever, and that's very important. It's a six CD program, and you really will gain insight into the power of awareness and discover new ways to problem solve using solution-based thinking.
Okay. Now, what do you mean by solution-based thinking?
Well, the person, let's talk about this. Someone has a problem, and they talk about the problem, and their whole focus is on the problem. Well, the whole key to, you know, solution-based thinking is to shift, once you shift your awareness, it's to think from the outcome of the new idea. In other words, do you ever hear somebody who has a problem? They are full of feeling. They focus on the negative. They're talking about lack. They're talking about solving the problem. And they're, most of the time, negative feelings are vibrating. And you can bet that it's just feeding the whole idea of lack. But if you understand solution-based thinking, the moment a challenge comes in, adversary comes in, adversity comes in, at that moment that it comes in, I always say to myself, okay, on some level, I have an energy leak somewhere. I attracted this to myself. But I am greater than anything I attract. The power within me, my I am consciousness, is greater. And I know that the power within me, the healer within me, it has access to all the wisdom and answers in the world. So I know that the key is to image my way through it and go to the, shift my focus into the solution and immediately start choosing thoughts based on solution. And the moment you do that, you're out of the vibratory field of the actual problem that's coming to you. And this is a major thing. How do you build belief with your thoughts and feelings? You have to become a vibrational match to your desire fulfilled. You can't become a vibrational match to the answer if you are vibrating and talking and thinking from the problem.
Uh-huh.
They oppose each other. And that's why it's so vital to encourage people to learn and to persist during that period where they're retraining or rearranging the beliefs in their mind.
Okay. Well, let's go to a belief. There's a lot of people that I work with, and I know that a few are listening in tonight. They're having issues with letting go of the past. You know, my mother was bad to me. Johnny mm-hmm. dumped me. I can't get it together because of something happened in the past. What words of encouragement or what can you share with these people without giving away this door?
Yeah, it's very simple. You know, we all have had childhood experiences that act as the seeds. They were the seeds that got planted in each of our minds, our child's mind. And many of these painful experiences have become lodged in our memory box, you know, just as seeds got planted in the ground. So when these conditions get stimulated over and over, you know, from memory, from somebody talking about it, it is a challenge for that person who's unaware to comprehend that they're actually reacting more to the repressed feeling that never got resolved based on that past memory. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
They're actually, something's coming in that's triggering a vibration. And so how do we forgive? You know, it's a really interesting thing. I forgive when I change how I feel about what happened to me. I may not be able to change the memory of what happened to me, but if I can change the feeling, I release myself.
Okay, so how do you change that feeling?
Well, the first thing is I have to go back and I have to, using the example, my mother was mean to me, my father left me, okay? What someone doesn't understand is that if in the moment they're feeling this now, that past memory is their present memory.
Uh-huh.
And right there, you have a choice. You know, you have a choice to stop any memory, but you'll never stop it unless you have a desire for something else. Let me give you an example. My mother hit me, and so I became a smoker. Now I have this terrible habit. Okay, let's say that's the
uh-huh.
issue. Well, I say to the person, do you have a desire to be a non-smoker? Because we're talking about habit. My desire to be a non-smoker has to be greater than what I get from that cigarette. You follow?
Uh-huh.
From what I get from that feeling of being abused. Because we're talking about feeling. And the person is basically saying they're addicted to the feeling. Because once someone understands that your feelings are worth a fortune and it is in your own best interest, you see, I want to forgive whoever hurt me. And this may sound selfish. I want to forgive that person because I want to release myself from going back into conflict, from going down into crisis over and over and over. And I realized this just recently. I said, you know, Melissa, going back into crisis, what does that give you? And I realized it reawakens my memory from something in my childhood. And then I said, but your image is to have this. Your blueprint is to have this. Now you have a choice. Do you want to go back and replay the past, or do you want what you say you want? Do you want greater freedom? Do you want to feel happy? Do you want to be a non-smoker? Do you want to attract money? At that moment, I'm looking at two blueprints, two ideas, one past memory, one possibility. And if my desire to heal is greater than anything of the past, I can break the cycle in the moment. That's the beauty of it. We're free to break the cycle. But you see, most of us are so conditioned to negative suggestions, and we let things stimulate or get re-stimulated or triggered, and we really don't know how to stop. And I always say, you see, the healing law of imaging states one thing. The inner you, we think in pictures. Whatever has been impressed in the form of a picture or lives in us as a memory is always able to be ignited. But because I know how to give my subconscious or my inner being or the God within me a new picture. You follow?
Uh-huh.
At that moment, in the present moment, you are in the moment breaking a habit. You are identified with freedom, and you're fueling it from love. I have seen people break through years of being crippled or crucified by something that happened in the past because they realized that fear, anger, worry, and hate is exhausting their life energy, their creative energy, because fear causes the life force. You follow? It's still going to flow through the hose.
Right.
But it squeezes your nerves, it compresses.
Everything.
It doesn't help you get away from what you want. It doesn't help you get away from the object you fear. Anger doesn't help you get away from the memory. It's only weakening you. And so the moment you give someone a choice and say, you know, right this moment, the opposite spectrum of that fear is your love, is your gratefulness, is your joy. That's when someone says, okay, and again, it's not about forgiving the other person. It's about forgiving myself for keeping that blueprint of being abused, of being unwanted, alive, and then replicating it, or worse than that, projecting it onto someone else and have them come to be the new thief in our life that robs us.
Uh-huh.
You see, so to me, having a poor blueprint is the thief that robs you. It is the fear and the ignorance. It's superstition and it's self-condemnation. If we could learn how to evict these robbers, these thieves, and start filling our mind with life-giving blueprints, images, and thought patterns, we could solve so many of the issues that are confronting us.
Oh, yes, I truly believe that. We have an email, and this email is from Carla in Colorado. And Carla says since the age of 12, she struggled with extra weight in her life. And now that she's saying that she's 42, she's looking for ways. She finally realizes that she wants to get rid of the weight, but she hasn't been successful with, you know, eating modification, as she calls it. What would you have to share with Carla?
You know, Carla, the first idea that comes to mind is this. Don't try to just go on a diet of foods, because I always say the first thing to do is really get the blueprint. What is the blueprint you want? What is your ideal weight? What is the size you want to be? If you can design the blueprint of that final result and then feed it to yourself before you ever do anything on the outside about changing your food habits. First, let's change the mental habit. Let's first change the imaginal part of you, because spirit feeds off of your images. So design the perfect weight and then start to build ideas into you, because right now you have a belief in you functioning that says, I've dieted and I failed. I'm 42, I'm overweight. I eat, you know, when I'm not hungry. So we know that there's a belief operating, and so the key is to first choose the ideas that you want to become identified with, a new health belief, a new nutritional belief, a belief that says, I exercise properly, I'm choosing the right foods, I'm playing, just in terms of the foods you follow, I'm drinking adequate water, so that you're covering your physical basic needs. If you want to attract a nutritionist, I would put that in. I'm attracting the right healthcare practitioner or nutritionist to help me. So that's the physical. But the real key is that weight a lot of times, and I'm not talking about someone who has a huge genetic issue,
right,
but just let's just deal with feeling. A lot of times we keep weight. I come from a family of people who were 200, 300 pounds, and I decided a long time ago that I was going to be 115 pounds and not gain weight. I've never gained more weight than 115 pounds until last year, and then I went right back to my image. So there has to be feelings. You follow? I always say this. Oprah always says she has a food problem.
Uh-huh.
I think she has a feeling problem, because we overeat when there's a feeling trying to surface that we find uncomfortable to deal with. But if you can find a way to deal with your feelings and heal your feelings, you will find that you will not go towards the foods you might be at this moment, you know, addicted to kind of push those feelings down, because feeling is the key. I always say to people, your feelings are worth a fortune. But if you are operating out of fear, worry, anger, hate, greed, anxiety, hopelessness, you are living at the lowest level of your inner capacity. If you can at this moment say, this is my weight, I'm 50 pounds overweight, but I still love myself. I'm 50 pounds, you know, where I'm going to balance my weight down to whatever the thing is, but I love myself. I accept myself. I am my own best friend, and the healer within me is on my side, and I intend to use these principles in a proactive way. I want to fall in love with myself. That is the key, to have the blueprint, to build a belief, to choose and understand how you are going to seek the opposite polarity, the high-frequency feelings, in order that you focus on the solution rather than the problem.
Okay. Well, Carla, I hope that helps you. Now, in your work, I know that you talk about dreams versus wishes. What's the difference, and which path should we be on?
Well, you know, when someone says, oh, I wish I would lose weight, I wish I had more money, I wish I would find the man of, you know, my prince, what they are telling me is that they are in a state of lack. A wish is a desire. It's just like a physical seed. A wish is that seed, but it has no energy on it. So we want to take that wish and learn how to plant it and put energy on it so that we will attract a blossom. You follow? Or the crop we want, or the weight we want. A dream is an image. A dream is the foundation for change. When I have a dream, the dream holds the solution to a problem or a challenge I may be facing. It, you know, it's a real art to picture yourself crossing the finish line while you're still running the race.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like Carla. It's a real art. That's why I created my audio programs, to picture yourself at the proper weight while you're still, you know, saying I'm in size 18 or whatever. It takes discipline to dream your weight into being, your success into being, your love life into being when you're in the middle of a storm. And, you know, I always say, like the song says, you've got to have a dream. If you do not have a dream, how are you going to have a dream come true? So my audio programs show you, give you all of the laws, how to use them. It gives you a deep relaxation, a sleep, take 24 hours a day, so that you become a conscious dreamer and the dream maker of your life.
Okay, so basically if we use our waking moments in a daydream state when we're not focused elsewhere, daydreaming about the changes that we would like in our life, the higher vibration, that is what's going to help us get to where we want to be. It's like a suggestive element or so?
Everything is suggestion. Every
uh-huh.
word coming out of my mouth is a suggestion, and it has a certain frequency. So someone who vibrates with the ideas that I'm expressing would immediately understand. We live in a world of suggestion. You, Carla, I, every person listening is a focuser of energy. All there is energy. The moment we have an idea, you know, the moment we have words, you follow, our words are an extension of our beliefs. Our words are at that moment, we're taking energy and we're, you know, we're formulating it, we're conjuring it into something. And so a person has to become a success in their thinking, because the words that you and I speak are an extension of our beliefs and feelings, and they create an energy or a vibration that we carry around with us all the time. So, you know, your dream is your need, and to me your dream is to take that dream and know how to create that blueprint, because once you know how to create that blueprint or get that image, that's the foundation, the starting gate of all accomplishment starts with desire or a dream.
Mm-hmm. Well, Melissa, why is it that some people, you know, that are born into wealth, born into privilege, the proverbial silver spoon in the mouth, why is it so many of those people commit suicide? They seem to be so unhappy.
Because money in and of itself is only paper. It is, you know, money is not does not equal happiness.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think that's a very, very, very important point. You know, to me, the happiness we feel is not created by the people, the situations, and the circumstances we encounter. We simply respond to everything we encounter from the happiness that is already vibrating within us.
Uh-huh.
So it's very important, you know, anytime you cast an authentic smile to a person in need or listen to laughter or give someone a genuine hug, then you're circulating happiness because love must express itself. But, you know, I always say peace of mind is never gained by money, effort, heroic deeds. It is the gift you give to yourself. I wake up every morning. I use my audio program myself. Every morning I start my day and I say, I choose happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And what am I doing? I'm restructuring my subconscious programming.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that the old ways of my thinking cannot really, you know, bridge the divide and get me to where I want to go. So I know that I'm constantly in a state of reconditioning and reprogramming. I'm trying to get myself to believe, feel, and act as a happy person. It is my birthright to be happy. It is my choice. But sometimes if you've had tremendous sorrow and grief, then you're going to make a journey from sorrow and grief through a bridge of incident into the vibration where you finally can feel happy, feel safe, feel secure. You know, the vibration for money is to feel safe, secure, and protected. Financial security. So you can have a lot of wealthy people. That doesn't mean necessarily that they feel safe and secure.
Right.
Many of them feel greedy. They have to have more and more. But money will never, ever give you security in the truest sense of the word. Money just enables you to have a decent life. The vibration of happiness, security, love, peace, that comes from within.
Okay. Let's talk a minute about emotions.
Okay.
Now, a lot of us have our emotions managing us. What can we do to really turn that table so that we are truly managing our emotions? I, for one, feel there's nothing wrong with having an emotion of fear for a moment. Or, you know, even lack for a moment to appreciate what I do have. But the trick is not to stay in that, you know, that deep valley.
I absolutely agree with you. You see, I feel that if we would understand the language of our feelings, we would in the moment understand, you know, what we're thinking and what we're attracting. So if in the moment, you know, I have to sometimes understand and feel what I think I'm hurt about, you
mm-hmm.
follow,
mm-hmm.
without the shame. But once I understand, okay, then I have the opportunity to keep on growing. The key is if I feel anxious, then the next step is to say, gee, do I choose to stay anxious or do I choose to move beyond this? So, again, you know, all of our emotions have a positive and negative polarity to them. Anger could be used in a proactive way if it gets me to feel my passion and suddenly make a big change in my life. I think that the key is when we're stuck in the negative use of our emotions, when someone is crippled by fear, when somebody is so anxious that they can't open their door or they're eating unconsciously or that they feel so weak and powerless. And here it is that this person is divine spirit in manifestation, you follow? So
uh-huh.
why should anybody be continually made to feel weak or kept down? So I always say seek out the sources of your guilt, your anger. Deal with them so that you can heal them.
Okay. What about, say, a woman and or a man, because it does happen to men too, but I think more often to women, who is trapped in a relationship that is abusive? Whether it's physical, mental, or emotional abuse, and for whatever reason, they're not seeing their way clear to leave the situation. What help can you offer them to at least take that first step of getting clarity?
I had a woman, I just did a workshop on relationship in Massachusetts this past weekend, and I asked one of the people came up and I said, you know, why are you here? What do you want? And she said, I want a divorce. And I said, you know, okay, well, it's not my position to judge anyone's desire for what they want in their life. But I said, may I ask you certain questions? I said, yes. I said, have you communicated this to your husband? No. Did you have a good communication with your husband? No. Have you told him how unhappy you are? No. You know, did you have a problem of communicating before? Yes. And so what we found was that within her, whether she got the divorce or not, what she had running throughout all of the answers she gave was that she held or had this in her. You follow? Uh-huh. The problem, there was a problem in her. And so what happened was that instantly something within her released and she saw what she was doing. Well, the next thing I know is that she went home and she spoke with her husband. Now, the key to anybody who's being, obviously, if you're being physically beaten, I mean, you must get away from that because uh-huh. nobody should stand there and think that anybody has that right.
Exactly.
You follow? But I'm talking about if there is a situation of abuse going on, my work is always about there's no one to change but yourself. When you understand that you can, once you change how you feel or you learn about the impact your past memory is having on your body, your emotions, your health, and your well-being, and you learn how to call upon the healer within, you will learn what you are doing to bring that to yourself. Because the key might be to get away from that person, but if you do not learn how to break that cycle of the memory and that and feeling running through that memory, you will recreate it somewhere else. It's like someone saying, I have poison ivy in my garden, and I want to get rid of it. It's making me itch. I hate it. I have the worst results. It's abusing me. And they're standing there letting it crawl all over them. You could cut a little here and there, but if you do not rip up that root, the roots will grow somewhere else. And so my work is about offering people, you know, the tools to understand that your thoughts and deepest dominant emotions are connecting you to the results that you are attracting, be they good or bad, be they indifferent. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
That you are an energy flowing being and you are attracting to yourself. So the key to success is to know that your thoughts are attracting you to the results and then ask yourself if they're making you happy. And if not, ask yourself if you're ready to change your habit. And the second tip I would give is to learn. Each of us has to learn how to take complete control over all of the suggestive elements coming into our lives. What are you listening to? What are the conversations you're having with others? What is your self-talk like? Is your self-talk success talk, or is your inner talk all about being abused, all about lack, all about what upsets you? Because everything that makes up your personal environment is acting either on your behalf to heal you or as an excuse for you to perpetuate self-condemnation and pain.
Okay. Well, Melissa, why don't we talk a little bit about your products? You've alluded to them a couple of times. So why don't we, go from the, let's say, the newest one out. I think you've got some new e-books out, Appetizers.
I have a product that actually, my latest product is the Law of Vibration. It's a CD that explains the Law of Vibration. It gives examples. And also, all of my programs are involved. In other words, you have to work. You have to stretch and use your inner memory muscles with all of my programs. I have a program on how to release the power within and attract money. And again, all of my programs give you a lecture where everything I'm speaking about this evening is explained. The principles that are running, whether you know how to use them, whether you're abusing them, are explained on each of my audio programs.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I have is CD programs with original music that get you to actually use the code to change, so that it gets you to dream that big dream, but it most importantly, and this is very important, it gets you to develop single-minded focus. My audio programs have a deep relaxation tape and a peaceful sleep CD. And the reason I say this is because I wanted to help myself. All of my work comes out of my desire to help myself. Knowing what to do is not the same as doing it. So I wanted a program where if I wanted to learn about these universal laws, I could go back and listen to them at my own rate. But I also wanted to create something that was going to help me focus and develop my ability to focus. I wanted to develop single-minded laser focus. And I also knew that in the course of the day, I may get stressed, so I wanted a relaxation CD, and I also wanted a health CD because at night I want to go to bed in the state of health.
Mm-hmm.
So my programs are geared to impress new successful mental blueprints onto your deeper mind and then, you know, stimulate one's own creativity. I do not tell someone what to think. I show someone how to choose new thoughts, how to build belief, how to fertilize it, so that they are empowered, and from the get-go, they know that they are, in a sense, increasing their alignment with the healer within, and that's my goal.
Okay. Well, say if someone purchased, you've got the collection special here on your website, and that's Discover the Power of Imagination, How to Unleash the Power Within, 3 ebooks, the Best of Melissa CD, and you get free second day or overnight shipping. At least I think I'm reading that right.
Mm-hmm.
Someone purchases it, they receive it on Friday, they use it religiously every day, they bought into the program, even, you know, mindset. When would they anticipate seeing a change?
Well, I will tell you something. That's a really good question. I always say to someone, stay off the Ways and the Means Committee. If tonight a man and a woman, you know, we have 10 couples, they all make love, who is to say who's going to conceive tonight? Conceiving, you follow?
Mm-hmm.
Conceiving depends on the person being available to receiving. And I can tell you, from just this weekend, there were people who got it, accepted it, and implemented it, you follow,
mm-hmm.
and got results. There were other people who you could see they were struggling to break through that past memory, and there were others who were saying they wanted to change, but they were obviously really trapped, and so it's going to take them a little longer. I can tell you this, the power to create is within you. All things exist. You're just trying to change your vibration in order to align to attract the result you want. So it is really up to the person. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
The program, I always say, go to the website, www.presentmemory.com. Read the testimonials that people, you know, have sent in, and you will see what people have done with the work. That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you something else that I would do for your audience. I'll offer a special discount price right now.
Okay.
The normal price of the audio program is $149.
Mm-hmm.
But for anyone who calls 203-258-0198, I will give it to them for $125. But this is an offer that will go from today, May 2nd, until May 4th at 12 noon. How's that?
Okay, now what program is this now?
The Discover the Power of Imagination audio program. It is the key audio program. And on it, they get the lectures. There are 2 lectures. They get Sunrise, which is phenomenal for anybody who wants to focus, you know, in the direction of success. They will get Aloha, which is basically, you know, the ability to give yourself a spiritual massage and experience deep relaxation. They'll get Sweet Dreams, and they'll get Just 15 Minutes, plus they'll get a CD-ROM that, in case they, you know, want to read. And all and several of the CDs have original music on it, and my audio programs are produced in a major New York recording studio so that the quality is, you know, really good. These CDs are not being recorded at somebody's house and then just thrown together.
Okay. So the Discover the Power of Imagination.
Yes, the Discover the Power of Imagination audio program. But this offer is only good if they call, because it's not listed on the website. They have to call 203-258-0198. And if they want to review, you know, my website, that is www.presentmemory.com. If we would all move into the present moment and move into our present memories, we could shift so much and really start having a heaven on earth.
Oh, isn't that the truth? You know, it's just about giving up the past, because everything that happened a second ago in previous is the past. And we're generally not going to change it. And if you keep worrying about the future, you never get there.
That's correct. The only thing is what you're thinking and feeling in the present moment. And to remember, thoughts have the power to create, or thoughts have the power to sabotage, or thoughts have the power to destroy. But you have the power to choose your thoughts and to choose your feelings, because you want to create a wealth consciousness, a success consciousness, a happiness consciousness, a health consciousness, because consciousness is always expressing itself.
That's absolutely true. Melissa, how else do you work with people? Are you working with people in one-on-one situations, or is it just the CDs and seminars?
I do personal consultations with people who really are having, are challenged with designing the exact blueprint that they want. I also have some really wonderful seminars coming up. I have a seminar August 13th through August 20th in Mexico called Quench Your Spirit's Thirst. It's going to be at a spa, and it includes 10 hours of lectures on the power of imagination, plus 6 massages, reflexology treatments, loofah treatments, yoga. I mean, it's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful opportunity to combine the best of body, mind, and spirit. And it's going to be how to create the happiness habit by tapping into the infinite source of supply within us. I also have a I Can Heal Myself and I Will seminar on how to create a health blueprint coming up in Andover, Massachusetts, at Circles of Wisdom in Andover, Massachusetts. And I have something in New York that has been incredibly successful for people who have heard me speak and come to seminars and are using the program. It's called an Image First Clinic, and it's 4 weeks. So that what it is every week, whatever is, you know, sometimes we have to evict these robbers, or some of us have to find, you know, realize that we're living in the past or worrying in the future. So the fact that it's 4 weeks, every week we're taking one of the principles, we're making, giving everyone personal attention so that they get the opportunity in 4 weeks to really learn about the inner you, their inner self, where their addictions are, where their low-frequency feelings is. But most importantly of all, they get to know that self-healing is possible, and it's really, really, really wonderful.
Okay. Well, Melissa, our time is up. I do want to thank you for being my guest today. For those who want to take advantage of her offer, her very generous offer to our listeners, please call her at her New York number, and that number is 203-258-0198. And again, the CD package is generally $149. She's offering it to us tonight for $125, and actually that's the 2nd through the 4th at noon. Now, I'll be back next week with author and dream expert Robert Haas. If you want more information about me or any of my guests, check out either one of my websites, www.walkingwithspirit.net or www.healing-visions.com, or give me a call at 888-240-6057. And remember that the master knows that he or she is always a student, whereas the student still hopes to someday be a master. Many blessings, light, and love to all. Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a BlogInService.com production and a service to others' endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.